Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. This is an Idea Lab, and this is the first Idea Lab we've done in quite a while. And I'll just address that straight away. Thank you to so many people who reached out to me over the last month and sent me messages and sent inquiries about the pod or where we were. The pod has been off for over a month. This was due to something happened in my personal life. I'm not really going to go into it in great detail now. It's just not the time or the place, and just out of respect to the person involved and their family, it's not the time or the place to be discussing it on air. I share a lot of my own personal journey, but it's not my place to share anyone else's. I'll just explain that a very close friend of mine passed away quite suddenly, and that is why I've been away from the pod. Producing content twice a week is quite intensive in terms of my personal investment, in terms of time, and the emotional investment in terms of just putting so much out there of yourself on the air. And just, it was such a giant hole that had opened up in my life that I just was not in the headspace to produce any type of content. So I've been off all social and off any type of content for the last month. So thank you to everyone who sent me messages. I'm back now to wrap up the season before Christmas. We've about 5 episodes left in the season, and we're going to make them good ones, and we're going to come back and end the year on a strong note, because you have to keep going. That's it. In terms of the world we live in now, we live in crazy, crazy times, and so much things are happening and going on. It's quite easy to retreat back into yourself, especially when things like this happen. Your instinct is to retreat backwards and to stay safe. And often that can be counterintuitive, as it just puts you back into a little bit of a rut and into a hole. So I'm coming out of it now. Again, thank you to everyone for their support. And we will get on with this episode and the rest of the season, and then look forward to a massive 2022. I'm doing a lot of planning at the minute, because it's kind of a lot of what I can do is planning at the moment in terms of the new business and everything. So I'll talk about that briefly. I just want to say a very big thank you to, this is not your normal kind of sponsor partner read, but I just want to say a very sincere thank you to my 3 partners for this season, who have been very supportive during this time. And it's been immensely great to have such good people behind you when times are tough. Just want to thank Deirdre and the team at Chapter. If you haven't been listening to the previous episodes, Chapter are a 360 degree design and branding and marketing agency based out of Cork. Essentially, they just create great brands. They create great design and great brands, and they're great people. If you are considering launching a business in the new year, or you're looking at refreshing your existing business or existing brands, chat to Chapter and Deirdre. They are a great group of people, and a big part of business, as you get a bit more experienced and a bit more mature, you realize the benefit of working with fantastic people outweighs almost everything else. So go and chat to Chapter. I'd also like to thank Gareth and the team at Bay Street Innovations. That's baystreet.io. Think of them as your technical partner. So what they do is they help small and medium-sized enterprises unlock their potential through technology, and that can be something like streamlining a lot of repetitive daily tasks. They'll actually help you identify what stuff is repetitive in your business and what stuff could be automated using software or technology. And they'll also help you develop a technical product. So if you're a non-technical founder like I am, they'll help you beef up your technical team in terms of they'll essentially be your technical team. So check them out at baystreet.io. And then we also have findavenue.ie. Also have Sean and his team there. They also help you do virtual events. So obviously they're a venue booking business, but now they've also pivoted into Zoom parties and helping you do virtual events. So go to findavenue.ie, and they will help you either find a physical venue if you're doing a small get together, or more importantly, if you want to help your team celebrate in some way, because Christmas is going to be a little bit tough. A lot of places aren't doing Christmas parties this year. What you can do is you can do a virtual event and find a venue, and Zoom party will help you do those. Get on to Sean and the team. There's still time, and they will help you put together a brilliant Christmas for your team. I think now more than ever, it's important to recognize the people you work with and to find some way of getting together, even if it isn't physically. So 2022 planning. I'm going to do a full episode on this towards the end of the year, because I think it's very, very important that we can all start 2022 fresh. It's also easier to do it now rather than January, when you're a little bit fatigued from the new year and fatigued from Christmas. It's often better to do it at the start of December or at the end of November. What I do is I just map out 5 different areas that I'm going to work on in the next year. So the 5 venues or the 5 areas are, I'm going to list them out for you now. What I do is I look at 5 different areas of my life and then categorize them down and then make plans in each one. They are health and fitness, family and friends, business, creative, and adventure. They can be whatever you want. It's totally specific to you. And then just one little part of the planning process, which I'm doing this week, is I'm doing a stop, start, continue model for each one. So for all five areas, I'm picking something that I need to stop doing, I'm picking something that I need to start doing, and pick something that I will continue doing. So have a little go at that little task this week. If you are planning 2022, just try that, because often it can be a bit overwhelming doing planning. Planning is one of those things, it's how long is a piece of string? When are you done? How ambitious should you be? Where should you start? And that's why I'm going to do a full episode on this. Probably be the last episode of the year to help you get set up for 2022. But in the meantime, you can try the little trick I showed you there. Break out your five areas and then do a stop, start, continue for those areas. Today's episode is just going to be a quick wrap up of a few different things, just more so to get myself back in the routine and to help everyone just get back into a routine. And I'm just going to do a reading list for the end of the year. A lot of people get great books for Christmas, or they want to have a kind of a good reading habit for 2022, do a book a month or something like that. My good friend Andy Mackin does that, and he shares it then on LinkedIn. It's a good way of having accountability as well. So even just aiming to do one book a month. So if you are going to do that for next year, I'm going to do that as well. I'm going to go for two books a month next year. I'm going to share the reading list. And what the reading list is every book ever recommended on the podcast. And it's a lot. It's a lot. I started putting it together a few weeks ago and I was going to do like an ebook and a PDF and all that kind of stuff. But to be honest, it's too much for me to finish before the end of the year. I want to get this out to people as quickly as possible. What I'm going to do is, if you're on my email newsletter, if you're on MrGaryFox.com, if you ever subscribe there to my weekly newsletter, which is also going out today, next week, so next Monday, I'm going to send out a link to a Google Sheets doc, which will have a list of every single book that's ever been recommended on the podcast, and it is brilliant. So if you are trying to get back into a reading habit or trying to plan out your reading for next year, be on the email newsletter for next Monday, and that will go out, and that's every single book recommended. So I obviously ask every single guest what book has had an impact on them personally or professionally, and that book will then be listed on the list. So what am I working on myself at the minute? I'm working on my cabins. I'm working on my Wild Cabins business. Cabins are under construction, which is going really well. Finally, after Brexit and COVID and all those kind of delays with timber and all that kind of crack, we're now flying along. They're being constructed as we speak. I'm still on the hunt for a location. So if you are based in Wicklow, Wexford, or Kildare, listen up. Actually, if you're based anywhere within 90 minutes of Dublin or Wicklow, listen up. I'm looking for 2 to 5 acres for rent for the next number of years, possibly up to 5 years. Ideally, you would have something existing on the site for people to use. What I'm looking for is these tiny cabins will be available to rent on Airbnb. They will have hot tubs. They will have saunas. They are all designed with kind of a Nordic design, an Irish manufacturer. So they have a really cool minimalist vibe. They will look really, really well and bring some really cool people to your site. So if you have an existing business that has excess capacity in terms of your land usage, and you have 2 to 5 acres that you would be interested in renting out to me, I would love to hear from you. Ideally, it would be woodland or water-based, close to water, you know what I mean? Or have some sort of scenic element to it. If you have a business on the site already, that would be even better. That would be complimentary to people coming to stay in Airbnbs for 48 to 72 hours. This will be minimalist switch off cabins. You'd be coming to get back to nature. So ideally there would be a remote setting. If you have something like that, give me a shout. Go to MrGaryFox.com, shoot me a message, or you'll get me on any of the socials at Mr. Gary Fox. And that's it really for today. Just a quick little how you doing episode. Thursday's episode is already recorded in the bag. I did it with Niall Harty, the co-founder of All Real Nutrition. You'll have seen these bars. They're absolutely everywhere. They are the nicest protein bars in the world. It's quite a claim. I'm making that claim. They're delicious. All natural, all real, as the name suggests. Niall is a really interesting character. This is part of my Rising Stars series. So I'm doing 2 episodes for the end of the year called Rising Stars. I'm picking 2 companies that I think are going to be absolutely explosive in 2022. 2 companies. I'm putting my money where my mouth is and saying they are going to be superstars in 2022. All Real is my first company. We have another company coming next week, but I'll reveal that next week. So check that out on Thursday. That goes live Thursday, 6 a.m. as usual. It's with Niall. They're based out of Kerry. They manufacture everything here in Ireland. It's a great story. It's one of those stories of just graft and determination leading to a great company being developed. Niall and his co-founder, Ross. It's a great story. Listen to it on Thursday. Thank you very much for listening again. We're back. We'll finish out this season and we'll have a big end to 2021 and a strong start to 2022. Hope you're well. Look after yourself in these crazy times and I'll chat to you on Thursday.